pair of ears.
Mm-hmm. How about another kind of animal that you might plow with? A big thing that's a kind of bull, I think. It's
oxen.
Yeah. And if you had two of those, what would it be?
Two oxen.
Would you call it a something of oxen? Would you say pair or team or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a team of oxen.
All right. What would you call a little cow when it's first born?
Okay.
Suppose it's female.
Well, it'd be a girl.
All right, and if it's male?
Be a male.
Okay, and if you're...
Girl or a male calf.
Your cow is expecting a calf. You'd say she's going to...
Have a calf.
Any other expression for that? Would you say drop a calf or come fresh or freshen? Any ever
yeah,
hear?
Come in fresh.
Pardon?
Come in fresh.
Mm-hmm. And how about a name for a male horse?
Stud horse.
Did you ever hear that that was not nice to say around?
Yeah.
What would you say instead of that?
Male horse.
Okay. Okay. And a female horse is called a what?
A female.
Or is there another word for that? Starts with an M?
Mother horse.
Ever hear the word mare?
Yeah, mare.
Okay. And if people like to get up on their horses, you'd say everybody around here likes to
ride a horse.
And yet last year he
rode the horse.
And I have never
ridden one.
All right. And if he couldn't stay on the horse, he would say I fell
off the horse.
Mm-hmm. And if a little child went to bed and then woke up in the morning and found himself on the floor, he would say I must have
fell off the floor bed.
So, would you say it again?
Fell off of the bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet to protect them are
shoes.
And the part of the foot that you nail the shoe to is the
hoof.
And he has four
hoofs.
Mm-hmm. And what is a game that you might play using the shoes?
Horseshoe game.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I used to like to play that.
And did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes? Mm-hmm. Do you have a different name for that?
No, but I always called it ringing it.
Mm-hmm. Were you good at it?
No, I've used horseshoes, me and my brother. I used to do a little bit of everything he done. He played horseshoes.
Were there just the two of you in the family, you and your brother?
Just two of us were granny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You said there were more children than that?
Yeah.
How many were there altogether?
Well, I got two half-sisters, two half-brothers.
Mm-hmm. That's a big family. Do you know what a male sheep is called?
My half-brother's dead, though.
Mm.
A what?
A male sheep.
I don't know what you call him, just a male or anything.
If you don't raise sheep, you might not. How about a female sheep?
Well, I don't know what to call that.
Might that be a ewe or a yo? Ever hear any of those? No?
Oh, nothing about sheep.
Okay. Well, I bet you know what they have on their backs.
Oh, hair.
Well, the stuff that they cut off and they make clothes out of?
Yeah.
What
wool.
Kind? Pardon?
Wool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how about the kind of animal that you get pork from? That's a
hog.
And what's the little one when it's first born?
Pig.
And suppose it's a little older than that?
Shoat.
How big does it have to be a shoat?
Well, it has to be about 2 or 3 months old.
All right. And what's a female?
It's a she.
And how about an unbred female, one that's never had pigs?
Just a female didn't have pigs.
Okay. How about a male hog?
He's a barra.
Now, has something been done to him if he's a barra?
Yeah, you cut him.
Okay. And what about before?
You get a spade. She females, too.
Mm-hmm. Is there a special name for him after they've been spayed?
She had never had no pigs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call the male before he was cut?